From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Iraq's capital, calling for political change. A similar protest a week ago dissolved into a riot that left four people dead after protesters forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed the Prime Minister's offices. The commander of the Islamic State group's forces in Fallujah had been killed in an airstrike. Thousands of forces are battling the Islamic State fighters who have fortified that city. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency is calling for safe passage for civilians and humanitarian aid. Agency spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
They tell us that they have to travel on foot for hours at night, moving across fields and hiding in disused irrigation pipes. And also people have lost their lives trying to leave the city, including women and children. They've been killed trying to escape.
Fleming says reports from inside Fallujah indicate people have little choice but to leave. She says there has been a dramatic increase in executions there of men and older boys who have refused to fight for IS. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for bomb attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 in 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he did not think executions would bring closure to the Ugandan society. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who are wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities. American Colonel Steve Warren, speaking via teleconference from Baghdad, said the practice had been common but now was inappropriate. This is VOA News. The number